This is personal growth. This is deep, deep personal growth work. And only in truly developing personally and doing the self-reflection and the self-growth and healing over what we need to heal around, we can't transform the outside world and our outside reality when we haven't healed on the inside. So this is the personal growth work necessary to maximize our leadership development. Welcome to episode 4 of the How We Rise Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Claudia Chan. And as you know, our mission is to empower you to rise to the leader that both your destiny and humanity is calling you to be. What I want to talk about today is the power of our thoughts. In my work around leadership development, I'm so obsessed with this concept of the power of our thoughts. And a lot of that just comes from my personal journey and what I've personally sort of broken through and developed through over the years, which I'm going to talk about, but also just in advising and supporting, coaching high impact leaders, people that are running massive companies, or they're in very senior leadership positions inside corporations that are driving lots of things, culture change, big initiatives forward, teams, to just, you know, just in conversation with most of my friends in my community, is that one thing that I know for sure is the distance from where you are today and where you want to be lies in the power of our thoughts and what's happening in our minds, and that we truly become what we think. And our thoughts can be either the greatest driver of our success, or they can become the greatest barrier, really, if you think about it. And when you look at the life mountain that we're climbing, at the peak of the mountain's our highest potential, and as we rise on that towards this extraordinary potential, that our thoughts can really determine how quickly we go up and how long it takes, right? And I've seen the highest level executives that have so much opportunity and ability to just move things ahead just get paralyzed because of their internal negative thoughts or internal barriers. Yet I've seen rookies or really young or inexperienced people who have really positive thoughts and they're full of excitement and not worry and fear or not negativity, and their thoughts unleash them. Their thoughts propel them to move something forward and to propel a major project or a launch or something very successful forward. So it's just really fascinating as we look at different people. So let's look at why thoughts have so much power over us and really what's going on in our heads that it impacts so much. And my take on it after, you know, my personal experience, the obstacles that I've overcome, the research, the books that I've read, the therapy that I've had, the coaching that I've had, is that often the process to me is that an event triggers your thoughts. And, you know, those thoughts then shape our beliefs and our consciousness. And those beliefs then become our reality and our truths. And that is what is then shaping our behavior and how we act and the energy that we project and the energy that we receive and translate that others give us. And it really just, it's those beliefs that shape our behavior, our energy, and our productivity and how we show up amongst other people or just in general, right? Whatever area that it is in your life where you want that, you want more success, whether again, it's your career, it's your business, it's your health, whatever it is, that starts with your thoughts. So let's just unpack that a little bit. If your thoughts are focused on powerful, positive visions, and again, good energy and abundance, a sense of abundance, right? Abundant thoughts, then that's going to shape a positive belief in you, and positive action and behavior will come out of that. Positive energy will come out of that, and a positive reality will come out of that, right? But if what you are focusing your mind on, if the voices in your head are putting you down, and I always say, you know, whether it's comparison, whether it's shame, whether it's criticism. So, you know, I am not good enough at this, or that person has it so much better, or whatever category. And again, they're all just, to me, all meshed into one, whatever category of negativity, right? If that's what you're, if those, and those are really our lies. Those are really all lies that we've made up, which I'm going to talk deeper about in a minute. But if it's that worry and that fear is shaping our beliefs, and that's what our mind is telling us, and that is what is shaping what we believe to be true. And it's also shaping our consciousness as well as our subconsciousness. And so our behavior then, and how we act, how we say, how we behave, how we show up in front of our kids, all starts with the thoughts. And just to look at different people and to share more about myself, is there are, and again, you might be, you know, in the middle or super positive, or, you know, or you just struggle with negativity, right? I mean, I think at the end of the day, let's be realistic. Almost everybody struggles with negative thoughts and has areas or sources of fear and scarcity or worry or something in their life, right? That is being human. And, but when we think about the people in our lives, there are certain people that you just know, oh, XYZ is always so positive, right? And, you know, maybe it's a best friend, or maybe it's somebody in your family. And then there's folks that you know that are the opposite. And it reminds me of me and my girlfriend, Amy Raup, who is a health and wellness expert, acupuncturist. She really specifically helps a lot of women get pregnant and fertility health work. And she's written a book called Body Belief, which, because so much of what your body can do is also what you believe about your body. She's one of my best friends. And we always have this joke in conversation that she really grew up positive, and she grew up in a positive family, and it's not, and she just has a really positive energy. And it's also why she's so good at what she does, and her clients love her. And she is just has really positive spirit, and she's nourishing, and that's just her work and her energy. But for me, I'm the opposite of Amy. For me, positive thinking actually is not easy. It definitely takes a lot of work. It's taken a lot of work and unwiring over the years, and depending on also the season of life and what's happening in my life. You know, I struggle with positive thinking, so I have to work really, really hard at it. And it's interesting too, because, you know, they say that, you know, why do therapists become therapists, right? And it's like so much because they went out and sought the work. And so I've just done so much of it that I have created a whole business around it. Why I'm so passionate about you know, actually executing and leadership programming and positive thinking and positive action and leadership development work, to me, is actually in and of itself a positive thinking exercise, right? To keep me positive. And so to speak a bit more on, you know, where that comes from in my background is, you know, I've mentioned that I'm Chinese American. I was born here, but my Chinese culture, even though my parents had, you know, ended up having a lot of success in, you know, coming to America in the 1950s, but they actually had the scarcity mentality and constantly worrying. I grew up in a household where they were constantly worried whether or not there was going to be enough money, enough income and resources to keep it up, right? To raise a family, to put us through school, to give us, to really survive and to thrive in America. And so my mom was a worrier. My mom was a worrier, and my dad was more positive than her. But I just grew up in a family where it was this constant balance between scarcity and abundance, because they did end up having Chinese restaurants and having, you know, enough financial success to put us through private school and give me the education that I had. And but at the same time, also had really nice things. But then, you know, in other parts, you know, I grew up in a rent control apartment, but then we had, you know, a really nice car and, you know, Hermes and Gucci handbags and accessories, right? So I just grew up in this really confusing abundance, scarcity, abundance, you know, mentality. But the worry and the fundamental, it was almost just like, you know, my mom in many ways was so addicted to worrying, and that was her way of creating abundance and creating success. And so I somehow adopted that a little bit. And I remember even just having therapy in my late 20s and into my early 30s. And then I moved from having a therapist to getting a life coach, and all the personal work that I did is I just realized, you know, there were just patterns of negative thought, patterns of scarcity that I had just, that were so, you know, just stuffed into my subconscious and into my, that are just, you know, and everybody has a shadow or this sort of like bag of subconscious thoughts, right? And that are connected to survival, that are connected to our greatest worries and fears. And so there's just things in life sometimes externally, or an event, or you see something, or you hear something that can trigger that. So basically, you know, back to Amy and I, you know, she really grew up with very positive parents. And even though, you know, they had their stuff, their family stuff, but generally we just always talk about how when it comes to positive thinking and manifesting and visioning our future, you know, how for her it's not a struggle, right, to like force her brain to think positively. And honestly, for most of my, you know, for many years, about 10 years ago when I moved into this leadership empowerment work, you know, I really shifted that. And for the most part, you know, I'm an extremely positive thinker, but because I have that negative tendency, it makes me more obsessed and addicted to the work that I do in, you know, writing the How We Rise book, leading this podcast, to all the work that I do in organizations, and really just obsessed with leadership and the personal growth and what is that personal stuff and underlying personal growth work that has to be done and cultivated inside people so that they can rise as leaders. And I also want to say that there in my book, I have this image of three circles, that because, you know, How We Rise and this podcast is all about empowering you to make impact in the world, right? To live out your legacy and your destiny. But your social impact will never be maximized without that leadership development work that you have to invest your time into. But your leadership development will never really reach its potential until you've done the personal growth work. And so all of this stuff, this entire podcast episode, is really about personal growth. We are deep. This is a deep conversation. And, you know, this conversation is about your thoughts. And so this falls in the personal growth camp. And so having said that, you know, Amy and I are just sort of a good example of how there's just like different people. And so which one are you? Are you the kind of person who has to fend off those negative thoughts and really realizes that you have them and you need to figure out how to work on transforming that? Or are you somebody who is truly positive thinking? Reflect on that and think about, you know, which one are you? Do you tend to be more positive? Do you tend to be more negative? And in either scenario, if you are a positive thinker, then bravo. And if anything, I would want to empower you to leverage that and vision so big and just go as far as you can and as high as you can and as big as you can in creating your next level reality, your next level of success. And how do we now, you know, how do we start really putting in attention and intention and work into really mapping that out? Because you don't have a lot of brick on your shoulders. You're not carrying a building as you're rising up the mountain. You can flow pretty fast and pretty quick. You could probably be, you know, superhero in what you can move forward because you're a positive thinker. So you can probably do so much more and achieve so much more based on where you're at. And if you are that person that has those negative thoughts, then just know that those negative thoughts are not your reality and that we need to shift those things. And what is ahead of you once that does happen is it's going to lighten you up and it is going to free you and unleash you so you can propel up the mountain. You can propel towards your destiny and your leadership and your success. And for us to really solve and resolve our problems and to define those solutions and our actions forward is we really need to think about the source of where those challenges come from. And this is probably more relevant to those who tend to have more negative thinking, is I'm going to just sort of go through, based on my research, some of the different sources of where it might come from. So I gave you an example of, for me, it was partially, you know, my childhood. And by the way, I want to just say that even though, you know, my mother is extraordinary, obviously I've mentioned that a few times, but, you know, she was able to amass with my father, you know, still amazing success. And she was able to somehow, you know, own 4 apartments in New York City, you know, with broken English, no degree, no college degree, both of them coming here to America. They worked together to build these businesses and were able to save their money. They're leaving no debt to my brother and I, and they were able to invest in 4 apartments in Manhattan, and they were able to invest in that. And it's just so extraordinary. But again, you know, it also just sort of shows that some of the most successful people, not that, you know, financial or real estate is what makes you successful, but some of the people that can achieve the most are the ones that struggle with negativity or have extraordinary challenges, right? And those obstacles, you know, I love what one of my mentors says, is that extraordinary challenges happen to those meant for extraordinary destiny. And if you're meant for mediocrity, then you will have mediocre challenges. If you're meant for an extraordinary destiny in life, you will have extraordinary challenges. And so, you know, we know that, you know, some of the most successful people in the world struggle through, have the greatest obstacles, right? They've had to develop that grit and really persevere through some of the hardest things. I mean, look at all the heroes of our world: Martin Luther King, Gandhi, Steve Jobs getting fired out of his own company, Oprah, and the sexual violence she faces as a little girl, and how she grew up and what she was able to create. And, you know, again, so I think that those that suffer and struggle often have the most extraordinary destinies. So these are a few sources that I've discovered just in my work, you know, with clients and with my personal experience and just with the communities that I've worked with, that I feel can be a source of our mental patterns. And again, this is going to be more relevant to those that struggle with negative thoughts, because again, I feel that those that struggle with the negativity are often humanity's greatest heroes. And so I want to go through these sources, because I want you, if you struggle with this, I want you to be easier on yourself. And to know, because often we, you know, if we're negative all the time, then we think that is the truth. And the truth is that the negativity, the negative thoughts are actually lies, and that we are not what we think. And so here are a few. One source can be that, you know, you because of, again, the childhood experience, like my story, or something that you might have heard repeatedly, or that you, again, if it's not from your family, it could have been from a relationship, it could have been from some sort of circumstance, something that happened where that impacted you. Another source is obviously circumstances, that we could be facing an insane period of our life where many core foundational areas of our life are going through change and transition. And it's funny, because my husband, I remember years ago, before I even met him, he went through like really stressful period of his life, and he went to go see his doctor, and he said that, my girlfriend and I just broke up. I'm changing and getting a new job, and I'm moving. And the doctor said, well, those are pretty much like one of the three like most stressful things that could happen to one person. So you're facing, like, it makes sense that you're sort of having a breakdown, or it makes sense that you are having a lot of stress and just negativity right now in your life, right? Because all of these major things are happening at once. I know that last year was a crazy time for us, because, you know, we were living in Long Island and we were moving to Connecticut, and we were outside New York City. And basically we were trying to sell our house, find a new house, and then we ended up renting out our existing house, and then rented the new house, and then we moved to Westport, Connecticut, and then had to plug into, you know, a new community, and new friends and new schools, new doctors, new everything. And we went through an au pair caregiving change. We were launching and just innovating the business in lots of areas. So it was just a crazy time where, you know, various external circumstances were taking place that also created a lot of stress, right? So So again, that negative thinking and that stress cannot be you. It could also be driven by external circumstances. You know, so it's really, really fascinating stuff, right? When we think about that we are not our negative thoughts, but yet, I'm so pushing this because I want you, if you struggle with this, I want you to understand that, to step out of yourself and to know that that is not, those thoughts are not who you really are, and that something has happened, something that has impacted you. There's a source. You know, these voices and these thoughts come from sources and come from events and come from, you know, people and come from something that has impacted you. So they don't really truly belong to you. And the sooner that you can realize that they are not reality and that they are not you, the sooner you can actually transform and manage that. Another source is also, of course, health issues, right? And that you're chemically or physically, biologically, your body can be going through something, a major change. So I just turned 44 years old. And so I'm learning a lot about, you know, perimenopause, and I'm learning about just how hormones change in women after you turn 40. And, you know, it's just really fascinating how, you know, my energy has shifted a little bit. But I was talking to a girlfriend who was telling me that, you know, she's definitely going through perimenopause because she all of a sudden started feeling depression, and she's always been a positive thinker. And so her doctor did a whole hormonal test and she was perimenopausal. And I guess she's now on a birth control pill or something to balance out her hormonal balance. But anyway, the point of this is, and it could be any kind of health issue, right? That's impacting your energy, that's impacting your ability to focus, that is impacting. So all those physical bodily, you know, factors also impact what we're thinking. So again, as we think about building these successful lives for ourselves, for our leadership, for leading our lives and our families and everything that we want to achieve and manifest for our future, well, our thoughts create what we believe, and what we believe impacts our behavior and how we act, and that impacts our reality. And so for those of you that struggle with the negative stuff, it is not truly who you are. It comes from something. And what I'd ask you to do is step out of yourself, almost like imagine just even looking at you sitting on a chair and stepping out, like looking at you from that third party perspective and say, this is not you. And here's your bag of negative patterns. And this is where this comes from, right? So you're really assessing yourself and stepping out of yourself so that we can manage this like a strategy. And the way that you lead and manage a strategy and a plan, you need to manage your mind and lead your mind and develop a plan for your mind as if your life depended on it. Because your thoughts can be either the greatest driver of your success or they can be your greatest barrier. As you're climbing up your life mountain and you're creating your future, how negative your thoughts are will determine how heavy and how hard and difficult the climb is, or how flowing and abundant and easy and light the rise is. So what I want to do now is just quickly share with you a few steps or positive actions that you can take to sort of take a hold of your thoughts and make sure that they are serving you. They are the greatest drivers of your success, and they can unleash and propel you as opposed to weigh you down. And so the first one is to manage your mind as if your life depends on it, and like it's your most important job, which I already talked about. The second step is really to take stock of your thoughts and write down the thought patterns. And for those negative thoughts that do appear, also write down what typically triggers those negative thoughts. Because the more that we understand our thoughts, the more, and again, stepping out of ourselves, you know, if you were to write them all down, and then also write down, here are all my positive thoughts, right? These are the things that I'm really positive about and my patterns, and then sort of stepping out of yourself and assessing that, you know, because it's like you're learning about yourself, you're studying yourself. And this is, by the way, this is going to take time, but it's the thing that we neglect immediately. It's the thing that we leave to, that we leave this personal growth stuff to the bottom of the list. And again, back to the self-care, this is self-care. You know how I was talking about in the last episode about whole life leadership, and your first life department should be your own self-care. And that's mental care, mental health. This is all mental health. stuff too. Your mental health impacts your physical health. So make the time. In fact, that would be number three, make the time for this, because this is your thoughts are the future of your life. The thoughts are impact your career, your finances, your family, your kids, your community, your possibility. Your thoughts matter and they impact all of this. So make the time for it. And this is, you know, think of it as like you go to your doctor and you check up, you do your doctor checkup, and it's physical checkups, right? This is mental health checkup, right? We gotta, and in order to really figure out what we wanna solve for and what we need to heal around, we have to take inventory and stock first and have a better understanding of where we're currently at. And so that's, you know, sort of step two and three there. So the next one is become an Olympic positive thinker. An Olympic positive thinker, because when you put in positive and you think positive, again, that is going to impact your beliefs that are to be positive, your behavior to be positive, and your reality to be positive. So there are lots of ways to do this. You know, just some of mine are really spending a lot of time, you know, visioning the most positive state of what you want. It's dreaming. It's thinking about all the things that you do want in your life. And so it's really the imagination, imagining, visioning, forcing your brain, you know, being surrounded, putting yourself in circumstances where you're surrounded by creativity, people that uplift you, events or things that inspire you, putting yourself in places of inspiration so that you can vision and imagine, you know, what it is that you want to create. And then the next step is to really feel as if that's a reality and to feel that those visions are true, can be true, because the more we feel it, the more we actually attract it and manifest it. But there's a lot of exercises that you can do to help you become a more positive thinker, which leads me into the next step that you can take, which is consider getting an accountability partner or life coach or a therapist or somebody. You know, obviously that therapists and coaches cost money, but again, this is your life. How much does your life mean to you? What is your life and who you impact? What is that worth to you? So, you know, I would say invest money in someone, because, or whether it's a course, a leadership course, or a something, you know, a healing course, whether it is working with a coach, being a part of a program, a workshop, a therapist, but finding someone and investing the money, because you can't lay it often on like a family member or a friend. You can share, and it's so important to have that community and to have those friends to support you that you can really open up to and share transparently what's happening with you or inside of you. But those people probably can only take so much, right? And this all consumes a lot of energy. So if you're paying someone to do it who is an expert and who's trained in how to help someone who's going through something like this, and to help coach you get to a better place, then that is worth the time and money. So invest in consider, you know, a coach, therapist, accountability partner. And again, if you don't have the money, then baby steps. Then, you know, get a friend to be an accountability partner or someone. And you can share both of your stuff with each other, right? But the key is that we cannot go it alone. We can't do it alone. It's hard for us to really break through these personal growth areas, because when we share it with someone, when we can truly share the internal demons and the internal, you know, sort of mental, mindful warfare that's going on inside and what's pulling at us, then we actually release the energy and the stronghold and the handcuffs that it has on us. So oftentimes when we feel that we're struggling, we want to go be alone and we want to isolate ourselves, but it is actually in community and in sharing it and opening it up with someone that actually gives us the freedom, because it releases the hold that negativity or that secret or that privacy. You're not just holding that alone. Somebody else is holding the space for you. And so you can't go it alone. And that would be my next step, is get help and get someone to help you and work with you on this. So the last step is really what brings everything together, which is to create a toolbox filled with practices that you can go to that when you are struggling, or to help you again build out the strategic plan, you know, Monday through Sunday, you know, my negative thoughts typically happen in the morning or they happen at night. You know, that's when, or it happens when XYZ starts happening, right? So some of the things that you can do, the tools that you can go to that have worked for me or other teachers and friends that I've had or clients that I've had, one is, you know, is what I call pre-paving. And what that is, and this goes back to helping us be Olympic positive thinkers and to constantly keep our mind focused on the positive reality of what we want to manifest and put us in a state of feeling of what we want to manifest. So what pre-paving is, you know, I could, you know, I'm not the best at this depending on, again, how busy my life is and what I'm going through. But if I really need it, I'm doing it every single morning. And that's writing myself an email or just journaling about celebrating. I pretend it's the end of the day and I celebrate, you know, what's happened today. And today was such an incredible day. I, you know, had the most incredible business meetings and we're moving massive partnerships forward. I did an amazing podcast with, you know, where I served and impacted so many people. You know, my kids had such an amazing day at school and we had an amazing family evening. You know, whatever it is, you're journaling and writing, celebrate what happened today and then actually meditate on feeling the feeling as if it actually happened. And then that will just shift your state into this Olympic positive believer. So pre-paving for me really helps me do that. Another tool that you can do is write positive statements or what I call mantras to negate your core limiting beliefs and your negative thoughts. So if you have a thought, for example, that is, I am not good enough at XYZ, or why am I doing that again? Ugh, Claudia, you always do that, right? Or, oh, I'm so worried. What if XYZ happens? So whatever those negatives are, you cross those, you write down those statements, you cross them out, and you write the opposite statement. So, you know, you are, Claudia, you are always positive XYZ, right? So you're literally rewriting your, what's going on in your head, and you write down those positive statements to combat your core negative limiting beliefs. And then you take those new statements and you literally meditate them on them in the morning. You journal them and write them down 100 times over and over again every single night before you go to bed. You know, whatever it is, you know, you put post-it notes, like one for each statement all around, you know, your bathroom mirror, your desk, or your computer, or you've got pop-up messages, right? Like those all of a sudden become your new mantras, your new statements, again, to keep you in this positive thinking and this Olympic positive believer thinker. Other things that work for people are just, you know, meditation and hypnosis, and just, you know, there's tons of apps out there and, you know, whatever works for you, right? There's so many resources today, but meditation for some, for you, it's prayer. And it is, you know, if you're religious, it's scripture or going to scripture and having verses that you're thinking about. Again, finding, and I think, again, working with a coach that will help customize something for you. But the point is, you know, in summarizing these steps, and like, again, to recap, one is to basically literally shift your relationship with your mind and know that you have to manage your mind like it's the most important job you have for your future and for your life, because your thoughts create your reality. Two is take stock of what is currently going on. Step out of yourself. Do a whole self-assessment. You know, okay, what is a Claudia Chan, you know, thought pattern assessment happening here? So you can actually think about, okay, this is what I have to work with, right? And if this is what I want and this is the vision for my life and this is how I'm thinking, how is that possibly, how are we going to close that gap? And the next step is, you know, is basically practicing, you know, imagining, envisioning positive things and feeling those positive things so that you can become an Olympic positive believer. And becoming an Olympic, do whatever you can to become an Olympic positive believer. And that is going to be critical. In order to do it, next step, we have to get a coach or an accountability partner or a therapist or someone that we feel that we can let all that's inside of us, that's inside of our brains, that's inside of our minds, let that out and share that with someone. Because when we do that, we release the energy and the stronghold that it has on us. and it gives us room when somebody else is creating and holding space for us. It gives us room and breathing room to actually solve and improve, just to get us to the next step, just to get you to the next step, so that you can then create more abundance and more positivity, which then buys you a little bit more space to the next step, and you just build and build and build on those positive steps. And that's really where transformation happens. And the last is, you know, in order to achieve all of this, to keep your thoughts positive and manifesting the future and all that your extraordinary being and destiny deserves and is in store for you, you need to create a toolbox of what works for you. And again, like, it's your, what are the tactics you're going to go to? You know, I'm going to pre-pave every day, every morning, finding those things that will work for you and those habits. And again, your coach or that accountability partner that you work with and collaborate on will be a great sounding board for what tools that you can use. And obviously there's tons of research out there, but you can also just ask friends, right? Ask friends, you know, what tools work for you to keep your mind positive and to keep you in a good place. This is the fourth episode of the How We Rise Leadership Podcast, because we can't lead and we cannot go after and create our destinies in the future when we have stuff in our mind that is holding us back. We have so much to lift and we have so much power inside of us and we have so much to move forward that is extraordinary. And when we're carrying the weight of those CLBs and, you know, those traumas and those patterns that need acknowledgement, that need naming, that need healing, we're just not going to reach our leadership potential. We're not going to rise to our highest potential. We're not going to get to the height of the mountain when we're carrying all this on us. And so that's why this is the fourth episode, because the thoughts, we need to transform our thoughts to really serve our highest potential. And once you figure this out, and once you figure out that right pattern for you, again, this is personal growth. This is deep, deep personal growth work. And only in truly developing personally and doing the self-reflection and the self-growth and healing over what we need to heal around, we can't transform the outside world and our outside reality when we haven't healed on the inside. So this is the personal growth work necessary to maximize our leadership development, to maximize our impact for others, right? And to lead people, to lead issues, to lead change. We can't maximize that when we haven't healed over our stuff. It's gonna continue to show up. It's gonna pop up and it's going to hold us back. And it's okay when it does, because again, that's just being human. Like, things are never gonna fully go away. They're always gonna be there, but we can manage them more. We acknowledge them more. And the third thing is, we can't ultimately make our maximum social impact in the world and achieve that legacy that we want for ourselves when we haven't gone through that leadership development, right? So this is a personal growth episode. This is personal development work. I'm basically giving you personal development homework. So just call me your therapist or call me your life coach. It's something that I've done so much work around. And again, I'm so passionate and obsessed with this work, because it truly is what unleashes all of us. And it's also like our scars of beauty, because it's like whatever greatness we are to achieve and that we are, it is greatness because of our scars. So let's also just change our relationship with this, the negative thoughts, and that it's not something that is bad or that we should be ashamed about, but they are actually our God-given, you know, or our given natural parts of us, right? Circumstances. I talk about everything has happened for us. It's all happened for us. It's a part of us for a reason, to shape us into the characters and into the leaders and the human beings that are going to be the extraordinary people, this new generation of leaders that's going to go out there and change the world. And once you figure out your toolkit, then it's just going to be a matter of repetition and practice. And just like exercising, you know, to stay fit and to stay healthy, you're going to have to continue to exercise these tools and these positive beliefs and all these new habits that you're going to develop and you're going to cultivate. You just need to continue to practice them. And you'll know when you need to practice them, because when things get hard again and those negative thoughts start dominating your mind, you just know you got to get back to the gym. just close with that the greatest problems that exist in humanity actually exist in our minds. And when humanity and people have more peace in their minds and have more positivity and more beauty and more peace and more love and more and less stress and less anxiety and less negativity and less shame and less criticism, that's when our external outside world is going to become so much more beautiful, because we are going to create what we believe. And so I close with asking you, you know, what's going on in your mind? What's going on in that beautiful mind of yours, that being of yours? What are the voices that are constantly being shared in your mind? And that is what, that there is everything. And the distance between where you are now and where you want to be lies in your thoughts. And the sum of who you become lies in the voices you say to yourself and lies in those thoughts. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the How We Rise Leadership Podcast. If you like the show, please give it a rating on wherever you're listening to podcasts and tell your friends about it. Also, visit shesummit.com, which is where, again, our courses and our conferences and our other education programs are being offered, and sign up for our newsletter so you can hear from us. And just follow me at Claudia Chan. And I love spending time with you, and I can't wait to be with you at the next episode.